This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from today. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand today and flag off six Vande Bharat trains including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction Railway Station. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra yesterday, Mr. Modi said that to make India a developed nation, Haryana's development is very important. Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for increased cooperation and coordination between NIA and state anti-terrorism squads to strengthen the counter-terrorism architecture. He said this while chairing the second day of the two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. In his remarks, Home Minister appealed to state DGPs to work towards achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a prosperous, strong and developed India by 2047. Home Minister proposed a detailed strategy to augment counter-terrorism efforts, including cooperation with the international agencies and enhance capacities to prevent terror financing. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Onam. In her message, the President said, Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. The President said that this festival marks the harvesting of crops and is a time to celebrate the cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. She also expressed gratitude to farmers who work tirelessly to feed the nation. President Murmu said the festival of prosperity also encourages people to promote social harmony. The central government has decided to reduce the export duty on onions from 40% to 20%. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this decision will directly benefit farmers and other onion-related sectors. In a social media post, he also mentioned that with this decision, onion-producing farmers will get better prices for onions and onion exports will also increase. Doordarshan completes 65 years of its glorious journey today. Established on 15th of September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's broadcasting era. The then-President, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, inaugurated the first broadcast on that day. Until 1975, it was a part of All India Radio. On 1st April 1976, it transformed into a separate department in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and later came under Prasar Bharati. At least six people died when a three-story building collapsed last evening in Meerut district of Uttar Pradesh. The tragic incident occurred in Meerut Zakir colony in the Lohia Nagar area where a three-story building collapsed, claiming the lives of six people, including a young girl and two adolescents. Meerut district magistrate Deepak Meena said that there were around 14 to 15 people in the building when the incident happened. Rescue teams, including the NDRF and SDRF, have successfully pulled out 11 people from the debris, including women and children. However, 3 to 4 other family members are still trapped beneath the rubble. Ace Indian javelin throw athlete Neeraj Chopra finished at second position in Brussels with the best throw of 87.86 meter at the Diamond League final last night. Neeraj missed out the top spot by just 1 centimeter margin. Paris Olympics bronze medalist Anderson Peters hurled the spear to a distance of 87.87 meter to claim the top position. Meanwhile, Julian Weber of Germany, with his best attempt of 85.97 meter, finished third. And in the Chess Olympiad 2024, the Indian teams in both the open and women's sections achieved impressive 3.50.5 victories in the fourth round held in Budapest yesterday. In the open section, the Indian team defeated Serbia while the women's team triumphed over France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.